ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः. मे यु नो एण्ड् बी रिलीव्ड् नो एण्ड् बिकम् रिलीव्ड् नो एण्ड् बिकम् फ्री फ्री युर् सेल्फ् दट् इस् द मेन् दिस् इस् द टीचिङ्ग् आफ् Bhaja Govindam. One line, what does it say? Know. May you know the truth. May you understand the concept of Lord. May you know the truth of the entire cosmos, which is looked upon as the Lord, which happens to be yourself, and become free. And knowledge is protection. When he says nahi rakshati, nothing protects you. When you will be suffering from fear, when you will be in pain, nothing protects you other than knowledge. Therefore, by saying that, what Shankaracharya says is, knowledge is the only protection. And knowledge is the real security. And knowledge is freedom. Ignorance will keep you always insecure, frightened, and fearful. The main teaching. And then you have to remember the name Govindaha. I told you, Go means knowledge. Vindate means attains. And Govindaha has come from the root Vind. The one who has to be attained through knowledge. Understand? That is why I told in the very beginning, you can never attain yourself. That is why Upanishad also means the word Upanishad. Upa means near. And ni means nischayatmaka, definiteness. Okay? Definitely. And Shat means, at least it has come from the root Sadilru, which means there's two meanings. One is what? One is Sadilru, Avasadhane. No, it destroys. It destroys what? It destroys. How it destroys? Nischayena, definitely it destroys. It destroys what? Ignorance. It destroys the ignorance of what? The nearest. Ignorance of the nearest. Upa. What is it which is nearest to yourself, to you? Yourself. Understand? The truth of yourself. So that which definitely destroys the ignorance of the nearest and takes you to yourself. Takes you to yourself which is nearest to you. That is one meaning. That is why upanayati. Now another meaning is that which takes you upanayati sat. Okay? That which takes you near the truth. Near the truth means what? Which is there's the nearest self. That is why what is it which takes you nearer to you? Can you ever be taken near you? Can ever the wave be taken near the water? No. That means what? Wave being taken to the H2O, water means, it's like your mind is taken to its own sarupam, nearer to itself mean, which is actual self, in terms of knowledge. Arivu moolamaga adaivithal. Nee oru podum unnai adaiya mudiyadhu. Unnai nee aridale unnai nee adaidalna. How can you attain yourself? That is why what you attain is knowledge. what is removed is ignorance. So that's why distance between moksha and you is just ignorance. Distance between you and you is what? Ignorance. That is why Bhaja Govindam, may you attain the Lord through knowledge. The very name Govinda tells, one who has to be attained through knowledge. Okay, we have come to the 11th verse today. Can't we?
Yeah.
Verse it was? Ma kuru, okay. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam bhaja mudhamate, samprapte sannihite kale, nahi nahi lakshati dukhinkarane. Ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam, ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam. Then harati nimeshat kala sarvam, harati nimeshat kala sarvam. Pascha maya maya midam akhilam sarvam,
maya
maya midam
akhilam bhutva.
Two verses, okay. Maya maya midam akhilam bhutva,
maya
maya midam
akhilam
bhutva. Some other version, jnatva, okay. Maya maya midam akhilam buddhva,
maya maya midam akhilam buddhva.
Brahma padam tvam, brahma padam tvam, pravishavidetva, brahma padam tvam, pravisha videtva. He comes again to the same, he had started like that today. Ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam,
ma kuru dhana jana yavana garvam,
harati nimeshat kala sarvam,
harati nimeshat kala sarvam.
Pascha maya maya midam akhilam buddhva. Hitva is another word, hitva, okay. Maya maya midam akhilam buddhva,
brahma
padam tvam pravisha videtva, brahma padam tvam pravisha videtva. He says, hey, jana, jana, hey manidane, not jana, he just calls a human being. A human being, hey jana, ma kuru, may you not do. What? May you not have pride, may you not be proud. Garvam ma kuru means may you not be proud. May you not be proud. You are so proud of all your accomplishments, all your achievements. And when you are, especially when you are young, hale and healthy, you feel, when you are full of energy, you feel so proud. No? The very important one, Thalai kele vachi kaal mele vachi nandu sandhutu kaan shod. And Akash pa nana kraan shod. That's what the statement. They say that, oh, he walks always seeing the sky. That means what? Doesn't see the road and walks. The height of, the weight of pride is such. No? He says, hey Dana, garvam ma kuru, may not be proud. Garvatai sayya vendam. Ma kuru means don't do. Don't do proud means what? May not be proud. Garvam ma kuru. A pride of what? You are proud of what? Proud of your accomplishments. Of what? Wealth. Dhana. Dhana garvam ma kuru. Ma kuru dhana jana
Yavana garvam.
Wealth, oh, I have wealth, money, power. You are proud of your accomplishments in terms of, the money, power. Jana, garvam makuru. You know, I belong to this family. My family is of this reputation. And then how many sisters and brothers I have, how many sisters and brothers my brother father has, how many my mother has, and how many children I have, understand? And then how many sambandhis we have. So how big is our the battalion, now family, it's called Tamil, we have problems, Janakattu. No? Always we talk about what? Manpower. And the more money you have, the more influential you are, the more powerful you are, especially related to politics, dana garvam, jana garvam. So dana, I'll say yavana. I'm young person, energetic person. We all sometimes we feel very proud of our good looks, and then what I'm saying, so yavana, dana garvam makuru, jana garvam makuru, yavana garvam makuru. May you not be, okay? Don't boast of may you not be proud. May not feel proud of your being young and energetic, and then capable of accomplishments, and also having proud of your accomplishments in terms of manpower and money power, because kalaha harati, time will snatch away, harati apaharithu chendruvidumna, harati, time snatches away everything from you. Kalaha sarvam harati. Harati, Tamil word apaharati. Apaharati chendravadam, okay? Kalaha sarvam harati. Time snatches away everything from you within no time. Understand? Within no time, time snatches away everything. That is why kalaha sarvam harati. How? Nimeshat. Nimeshat, nimishaha in Sanskrit word, okay? Tamil word, nimidam Tamil. Nimeshaha is what? Sanskrit word. Nimeshat. Okay, in a second. You say, in a second. When you say Nimeshat. Nimeshatthila kaalam yellavattrim avaharitthu chendru vidum. Yenni idu yellam vaitthu garum adayade. Simple teaching. Okay. Why? Because when you are proud of your accomplishments, your mind will not be available for, okay, thinking of Bhagavan, thinking of, knowing the subtler facts, it won't be available. Think of living a life of dharma, because accomplished becomes, artha kamas will be your important pursuits. You will not know the value of dharma, you have interest in dharma, and you are so proud. Because you don't know how impermanent this life is, ashashvatam, nirkumuli pola valkai. We always, we learned in Tamil, no? This life is nothing. It's like a water pebble. Anything can happen anytime, and then anything can happen. So what is there to feel proud of? So if you are blessed with everything, oh, your own punyam, Bhagavan has blessed you with everything. Bhagavan's grace has blessed you with all that you have been blessed with, and be humble and be thankful to Bhagavan. If you have not been blessed, think, accept as your own paradha that you are suffering, then pray to Bhagavan to invoke grace. That is the way. If somebody else is enjoying and you are not enjoying, think, they have their punyam. Because of their punyam, they have earned it. Bhagavan's grace. Utterly, whoever enjoys even any little of sukham, any little of pleasure, that means they have earned it. How they are living now, it doesn't matter. How they are living now, that they will be, okay, they have to pay for it later on. Whether they will be paid or they have to pay later on for what are they doing at present, how they are living now. But if they are, however they are living now, but what they are enjoying in life, that is based on their purva punyam, their past punyam. So Bhagavan's grace. So how will look at it? Bhagavan's vibhuti, Bhagavan's greatness, grace, Bhagavan's glory, that is. Any whoever enjoys anything praiseworthy, that is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Then Bhagavan alone appears in that form, is their grace. Therefore, if you are blessed with, be thankful to Bhagavan for having showered his grace upon you, for having blessed you with everything, and be humble. If your Bhagavan has not blessed you with anything, then again you be more prayerful. more prayerful. That's the best thing. So don't be proud of your accomplishments in terms of Manipur and manpower and also all other things, okay, our youth. Youthfulness and all that. He says, because Kalaha Sarvam Nimeshat Harati doesn't take very long for the time to snatch away everything from you. Kalaha Sarvam Nimeshat Harati. Why? Because no one thing, the only permanent thing here is yourself. What is it which is permanent in this universe? The whole cosmos, including your body, including your subtle body, including your mind, is what? Material product. Bhautika prapanchaha. Bhutani elements. Elementals, when you say bhautika prapanchaha. All subtle products are manifestations of subtle elements. The gross universe is a manifestation of products of the gross elements. The gross elemental, gross and subtle elemental model is this whole jagat. Bhautika prapanchaha. And what is the nature of the matter? Matter is beginningless, matter is endless, but it is of the nature of constantly undergoing change. Understand? It is of the nature of constantly undergoing change. That constant change is said to be looked upon as the relative destruction which happens on the part of anything which is material. That's why there's no such thing called absolute total destruction. Mujumayana arivu enbadu endha porulukkum idhula kadaiyadu. Whatever change, constantly change takes place, the change is looked upon as a relative destruction. Absolute destruction means what? Something should disappear for good totally. That is not there. Something always continues to exist in some other form. That is why, what is this matter? Apart from, if you say the matter, okay, matter is beginningless, matter is endless. Matter has no beginning, matter cannot be destroyed. But what is the nature of the matter? Swabhava. What is the nature of the matter? A matter is of the nature of constantly, continuously undergoing change. The change is the only thing which cannot be changeless. Change, which cannot be changed. Okay, change, what cannot be changed is the change on the part of the matter. Understand, like every part is subject to get broken and the entire cosmos, if you say, a living thing undergoes changes, a non-living thing also undergoes changes, we don't know how. Understand, we do see everything, all the material products are subject to change. Including our antahkaranam. It's also subtlest manifestation, but it's also material product. The whole jagat is what? Constantly undergoing change. That is why the very word jagat, in English language, you cannot say why it's called world. You can't say why it is called universe and prapancha and all that. Okay? We in Samskritam, we can say very clearly why it's called prapanchaha. Okay, elemental model, five elemental model, so prapanchaha. Understand? Then it's called lokaha, universe is called lokaha. When I say universe, you have to include your body, mind, sense complex also. Remember that, okay? Universe, the whole universe is what? Entire manifested, the so-called creation, universe, is what? It's also called another word, lokaha, world. Why lokaha? Object of knowledge. Object of perception. The perceived is lokaha. Lokyate iti lokaha. That which is always available for objectification, perception and knowledge is lokaha. Anything available for knowledge, available for objectification, available for perception is what? Lokaha. Lokyate ariyappaduvadal. Lokaha. Nokappaduvadal. Nokudar kariyadu. Okay, nokapadakodiyadhi is loka in Tamil. But whereas Atma is nokariya noka, okay? This jagat is what? Nokapadakodiyadhi. That's what is called lokaha. Lokyate iti lokaha. That which is seen, perceived, objectified is lokaha. Okay, prapanchaha, lokaha. One more word we have, jagat. Now jagat is called jagat because jayate means comes into being. Gacchati goes. Understand? Jayate means comes into being, comes into existence, is born. Gacchati means goes. Varigiradu, pogiradu, varigiradu, pogiradu. That which comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes, continuously is what? Comes, goes. That's called jagat. Jayate, gacchati, iti, jagat. Vandu pogakudiyadu jagat. Look at this. Which other language has explanation? So beautiful, so very clear. Nature of the universe is said in one word, jagat. Jayate gacchati iti jagat. But who are you? You are jagat ishaha. You are jagat ishaha. Jagannathaha. You are the lord of this universe. The witness of this universe is jagannathaha, jagat ishaha, vishwam. Vishwam is another word. Vishwam. Vishwanathaha. Vishwam is another word. Universe. I told you already. Vishwam means what again? Constituent of innumerably countless objects, indicated by innumerably countless words. Look at this. Ennatru kanakkiladanga porulgalin kootu is what? Vishwam. This is explanation in Sanskritam, okay? Because we know Sanskritam, you will really appreciate what I am saying. Every word, where you narkali? In Tamil, we have this, no? Like that, all Sanskrit words give you beautiful expression, highly expressive. It's called four-legged in Tamil. It's called four-legged. Chair, we won't say. No? So many words are there. One name is Narkali. Like that in Sanskritam, Lokaha we have meaning, Prapanchaha we have meaning, Jagat we have meaning, Vishwam we have meaning, but understand all these things come and go. Come and go. Why? Because that is the nature of the cause of this universe. What is the cause here? The matter is of the nature of undergoing change. Okay? It undergoes a change. Similarly, the material universe also undergoes changes. All the material products undergo changes. Nothing is permanent. And it is also inert. And it is dependent. It has no independent existence. Understand? But it cannot exist by itself. It cannot have the status of being an existent without being perceived. That is the nature. Understand? What is that which lends existence to this by seeing it, by knowing it? Understand? By knowing it, by seeing it, what is it which lends existence to this? What is it which is permanently there, knowing, seeing the changes happening in this material universe? Maaramalirundhu maarugindra maatrangale arindhu kondu endha porul irukkirathu. What is that which is there permanently, eternally, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, knowing, being aware of the changes that is happening on the part of the material universe, material products? That is the Nathaha, the Lord of the Vishwam, Lord of the Jagat. Jagannathaha, Jagat Ishaha, Vishwanathaha, that Lord of the universe, that is what conscious principle, consciousness principle, conscious being, that consciousness is the Atma, which is very you. Which is you. You stand, this is a truth. Therefore, we say everything comes and goes. Everything is impermanent, not totally destroyable. Nothing is destroyed totally, but constantly they undergo the undergoing changes. And we do not have any say over any of these changes. Can we stop something from growing, aging, declining, changing? Do we have any say over anything? Can we predict any of these happenings outside? Can we stop any of these things which are happening? Can we stop the changes that take place on the part of these material products? Nothing. Understand? We have to understand. This is what we cannot change. We have no say over the changes which happen on the part of these material products. As a limited individual human being, with this body, mind, as a living organism, we are also one of the and as the living beings. That's all. What can we do? That is why understand this. May you not be proud. Kalaha sarvam nimeshat harati. Nothing is permanent. There's only one thing which is permanent. Other than that consciousness, the Atma, okay, the conscious, pure consciousness, everything else is what now? Impermanent. What is Shashvatam? What is Ashashvatam? Understand? Shashvataha is Atma. Jagat is Ashashvatam. Jagat means everything. Pain is Ashatam, pleasure is Ashashvatam, the mind, all the thoughts are Ashashvata, no? Ashashvatam, everything comes and goes, everything changes. The body Ashashvatam, everything, all the objects are Ashashvatam. All the innocent objects of pleasures are Ashashvatam, everything is Ashashvatam, impermanent. Nothing is Ashashvatam, nothing is permanent here, except the self, except you. That is why, what are you proud of? About the permanency of yourself or the impermanent accomplishments? Understand? Because you don't even know, what are you proud of? Therefore, he says, hey Jana, be intelligent. Think of the impermanence. You know, how impermanent the things are. How the time will come and snatch away everything from you within no time, in a minute. Harati sarvam kalaha nimeshatu. Ma kuru dana jana. Ma kuru dana jana yavana garvam. Kalaha sarvam nimeshat harati. You will understand Sanskritam now. It sounds like Tamil. Kalaha sarvam nimeshat harati. Then he says, maya mayamidam. Akhilam buddhva. Hitva means vittu. Buddhva means arindu. Both we can explain. Okay, buddhva, okay, because this book has buddhva, we can say buddhva. Idam akhilam jagat maya mayam. That is why don't think of that maya. We have Tamil song also now. Bulage mayam. That is sung out of frustration, okay? And then this is said out of, no, understanding. That is why, because the same Tamil, no? Same Tamil. Maya mayam idam akhilam buddhva. Idam akhilam, idam akhilam. Akhilam, khila means remain, okay? Akhilam means what? Entirety. Okay? Yeah, this entire universe, buddhva, having understood, having known this entire cosmos, to be what? Nothing but modified form of maya. Matter. What is maya here? Not illusion. Maya means matter. You have to remember that. Ulaga muluvadum mayin totrame. Matter in totrame. Should have that way. Mayin totrame means what? People always, maya means something deceitful. People think. No? It's like the whole universe is nothing but appearance. Manifestation of the matter. Understand? The matter alone appears in this form. The whole universe is nothing but the modified form of the matter. Maya mayam. But this universe, whether it exists or doesn't exist, whether it is manifest or it is unmanifest, where does it exist? Universe always exists. There's no time universe does not exist. How does it exist? Either it exists as a manifest or it exists in an unmanifest condition. Understand? Either it vilangagirathu, vilangikkondu irikkirathu or vilangamal irikkirathu. Always irikkirathu. Understand? Either it is manifest or it is unmanifest. We don't say universe is not there. Universe is never non-existent. When it is not there, it is unmanifest. When it is there, it is manifest. Understand? But where does it exist? In consciousness. What is that consciousness? Atma. Okay, that is you. That is the content of the word I, actually you. Therefore, idam sarvam maya mayam idam akhilam buddhva. please don't take this universe for absolute reality. You think this universe is absolutely real. This universe is what? Maya mayam. It's just is nothing but a modified form of the matter. What is matter? The matter, the cause is maya, the cause itself is mithya, not satyam. What about the effect of the maya which is mithya? Effect also must be mithya. Maya is mithya, effect also must be mithya. Effect also is not satyam, effect cannot be satyam. So, don't mistake the mithya jagat for satyam. You mistake the mithya for satyam. You think this universe is satyam. The whole life that is happening is absolutely real. We do not say it is it's unreal. We do not say the universe is unreal. If we say universe is unreal, in the vaalkaye oru poi, vaalkaye maai, onnume illa, illusory. In the Swamiji tells, make that person starve for some time, few days, then we know whether the life is real or not. Okay? That is why don't say life is unreal, the universe is unreal, world is unreal. The world is not unreal. Who said it's unreal? Unreal means that which does not exist at all is unreal. Understand? Is it unreal? No. What is this then? It is mithya. Why? It has no independent existence. Now, because Hathabodha helps. It has no independent existence. So what? Don't overvalue. What we do? It's called Shobhanadhyas. Okay? You always overvalue things. In examples, Shastram, we say, when you walk on the seashore, you see the shells, seashells. The shells. And you mistake it for silver. Because it shines like silver. Understand? It's called overvaluing. Either we undervalue or we overvalue. We never know how to value things correctly. We mistake this universe, which is mithya. It is neither real. It's not absolutely real. Why? It has no independent existence. You know, the nature of undergoing change by the nature of inertness. Understand? And we mistake it for what? Absolutely real thing. That is why, and we feel so proud of our accomplishments. See, when we overvalue, understand? We overvalue things, we give more value to things than what they really deserve, the value they deserve. This is the problem with this. Then what we think? We feel so proud of our accomplishments. Oh, how much I have accomplished, how much wealth I have accomplished, look how many people I have, what sort of power, who I am, what my power is, influence is, and how, I'm a young person, I can achieve that and this. All these we feel so proud and then, arrogant about our accomplishments because we do not know the fact. What is the fact? The jagat is not satyam. This universe is not, this life, this jagat is not absolutely real. How real it is then? It's only empirically real. It is relatively real. It is there, but it's like what? It will go. Time will come and snatch. We do enjoy. It's like, that's why it's called snaharati is the worst word. When they're eating something, can I have it? Asking is different. Grabbing from it, what? It's what? Snatching, no? It's a more painful thing. That is when life is taken away like that. No? When life... Ramba, Bhagavan abhagarichittar. We always say this, when somebody dies, we feel so sad. That's why Lord Yama is pranaharaha, snatcher of life. Pranaharati iti pranaharaha. That means, why? Because there's no heartlessly, time will come and snatch everything from us. That is the job of the time, okay? That is what time factor is endowed, deputed, just appointed to snatch everything from us. When we're enjoying in life, it'll come and snatches from us. Wealth, plenjoy. Name, it'll snatch. Fame, it'll snatch. Everything it will come and snatch. That is the nature of the time factor. Okay? That means what snatching, in time everything goes. we have no control or whatsoever in keeping, in possessing. So one America, one bank loss, it affected the whole world economy. How long did it take? IT. Oh, all IT professionals, my God, were walking upside down. What happened to IT business now? Understand? Anything can happen anytime. It affects, because I don't want that to happen for anybody. May Bhagavan bless them all with some job somewhere, let them all be peaceful and happy. Somehow let them find their own livelihood. Everybody has to live. But how things change? Understand? Things change so fast. My God, nothing is in our hands. What is happening everywhere? In America, everywhere. This is what is Kalaha Harati Nimeshat. Nimeshat Harati. Why? Because understand, don't overvalue. That means understand the limitations of everything. This universe is not absolutely real. This whenever we feel proud, our pride is due to our mistaking this universe for absolutely real thing. As if we are going to live for thousands of years, as if everything is going to be there for this thing. Understand? We don't really think, it's a very simple fact. We know this, but we don't realize it. We don't really remember this fact. That is why idam sarvam akhilam, akhidam akhilam, this entire universe is maya, maya mayam. It is only empirically real, not absolutely real. Therefore, he brataha, Brahma padam tvam pravesha videtva. And you cannot say that you are not searching for happiness. You are holding on to, if you think this universe is real, if you are so proud of your accomplishments, you are leaning on an impermanent thing for permanent happiness, which will be a greater fall. Which will cause it on a greater pain. To avoid that, you better hold on to Brahman. Brahma padam tvam pravisha viditva. Tvam Brahma padam pravisha. May you hold on to the feet of Brahman, means what? May you enter into Brahma padam. Enter into pravisha means enter. How can you enter into Brahma padam? Can wave ever enter into the ocean? Can wave ever enter into the water? No. Similarly, can you ever enter into Brahman? You are Brahman yourself. Understand? If you identify yourself with Brahman, knowing the content of this I, understand the self being already Brahman is what? Entering into Brahman. May you know Brahman. May you know the truth of the universe, which is implied by the word Brahman. Truth of the universe is what? Brahman. Brahma padam tvam means you. May you enter into Brahma padam means may you know the truth of the universe, which is satyam. Don't mistake the mithya jagat for satyam. May you know the satyam of jagat is something different, which is called Brahman. May you know that satyam and understand satyam to be satyam. Understand? Don't mistake the mithya jagat for satyam. Mithya is impermanent. Satyam is permanent. Therefore, better know the satyam of the jagat. And there you will see permanent joy, permanent happiness, everlasting happiness is really the very Brahman, very Swarupam. And that Brahman, how can you know the truth of the universe? Knowing the truth of yourself. Know yourself, know the content of the I, thereby know the truth of Brahman, truth of the universe, which is Brahman. Know thyself, thereby you know Brahman. That is the permanent thing. The permanent sukham is there. Not in mistaking the mithya jagat for satyam Brahma. Once you know this fact, you will not be proud. When Shankaracharya emphasizes saying, our pride is due to our ignorance of what mithya is, what satyam is. mean, we, you know, if we do not know what, when you do not know what satyam is, you mistake the mithya for satyam and you are proud of that mithya accomplishments. Understand? So, Brahma Padam Tvam Pravisha.
Ma kurudhana jana yavana garvam. Ma kurudhana jana yavana garvam. Harati nimeshat kala sarvam. Harati nimeshat kala sarvam. Maya maya midam akhilam buddhva. Maya maya midam akhilam buddhva. Brahma padam tvam pravishaviditva. Brahma padam tvam pravishaviditva.
Okay. The permanent sukham is in satyam Brahma. Therefore, may you know satyam Brahma. Don't rely on this universe for permanent happiness. This universe itself is not permanent because it is mithya. Therefore, don't be proud of your other things. This is a simple lesson. Then, what's the next one?
Dinayaminyo. Dinayaminyam
sayam
pratah.
Sayam pratah shishiravasantau punarayatah. Shishiravasantau punarayatah.
Kalah kridati gacchatyayuh.
Kalah kridati gacchatyayuh.
Kalah kridati gacchatyayuh.
Kalah kridati gacchatyayuh.
Tadapi namunchati. Tadapi namunchati ashavayuhu.
Ashavayuhu.
He talks about some fact. He tells some. When we remain steeped in ignorance without thinking of now what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is nityam, what is anityam, we do not think of all these things. We never think what is, we do not know what is permanent. And we mistake the impermanent for the permanent. And we are not interested in knowing really what is permanent here, what is not permanent, do not know. Then what happens here? No, that way he tells here, Dina Yamini. Dina means dinam, means day. Yamini, night. Together, Dina Yaminyav. Day and night. Sayam Prataha. Morning and evening. Then Shishira Vasantau. Shishira Rutu, Vasanta Rutu. Okay? Spring and autumn. All these seasons, the seasons, Punaha Ayataha, they come and go. They go and come. Do you have any say over that? Day goes, night comes. Morning goes, evening comes. The spring, okay? Winter goes, autumn goes, spring comes. Like that, one after the other. They keep on, the seasons change, everything is changing. What I earlier told you, you put little differently, that's all. All these things change, keep on changing. This is cycle, understand? Nothing can be stopped. There's a time, December, no, from November on, we had to get ready to be suffering in this chill weather, winter. And afterward, again, the spring comes, beautiful sun. Oh, look at the beautiful, how beautiful the sun is. Then the spring comes, and after the sun, then, oh, it's very hot, very warm. And then again, it will change. This keeps on, the seasons change every day, day and night, day and night. No, anyway, if you understand exactly what is proper day and proper night, actually, all of you know what is day and night, no? You cannot travel to the tropical countries, may not know. Because here are most of the time darkness. Now, what I'm saying here, how all these seasons come and go, everything comes and goes, nothing can be stopped from changing. No, Shishira Vasantav, Punaha Ayatah, it is come again, it comes again, goes and comes again. Therefore, what happens? Kalaha Gachati. When you read it as Kalaha Gachati, simplest to Sanskritam. I think when I come back, I'm definitely going to start some Sanskrit class here. I don't know how, I'm going to make you all study Sanskritam, not writing, reading, just the spoken. No way, you will all learn to speak so that you can understand that. Gachati goes. Look at this. Gachati. Kalaha gachati. Time goes. Time keeps on moving. Time is flowing, running fast. Kalaha gachati. Kala kridati. Time is playing. He is kridati. Kridati means plays. Okay? Playing. Time is playing. Time plays. In time, everything happens. It looks as though time is playing. Okay, time is not playing. Time just moves. In time, everything happens. Therefore, we say, Kalatin Vilayattu. In Tamil also, Pudukkavithai people write, no? Kalatin Vilayattu. So, Shankara also used some simple language, okay? Kalatin Kolam. In time, all this. Why it has happened like this? It is all, no? Kalaha. Kalakrida. It's all the play of the time. Kalaha Kridati. Time plays, things happen, changes happen, water has to happen, unpleasant, pleasant, unpleasant, pleasant, unpleasant happens and goes, pleasant also happens and goes. This is why Krida. Understand? It's a play of the time. Our pleasure is play of the time, our pain is pleasure of the, okay, play of the time. Time plays. So pleasure doesn't stay forever. Pleasure also goes. Pain also goes. That is, understand? Day, oh, we enjoy the day. Day goes. We can't retain the day. No. The darkness not come at all. We can't retain the day for us. Just time, it's all time's play. Okay? We enjoy the whole day from morning. It was nice day today. All enjoyed the day, sunny day. Day has gone. Night. Oh, I prefer this. I hold on to the night. I retain the night. Let the sun not come at all. Not possible. Okay? A day gone, night also goes. Why? Going away of the day is what? Play of the time. The coming of the day, night is what? Play of the time. Night also goes again, day comes. What is this? This is how time plays. Oh, winter has gone, autumn has come, the spring has come, spring has gone. Understand? Autumn, like that, this is the seasons change. Seasonal change is the play of the, what? Time. Understand? Therefore, evening, morning changes. Similarly, every change that happens in life is what? Play of the time. Kalaha kridati, katham kridati, in the form of bringing changes. Understand? Constantly bringing the changes. Time plays. Kalaha kridati. We wonder, how does the time play? Okay, any small change happens, play of the time. That your astrologers also predict. Nera nalla illa badrama irunga. What else can you do? You only can say, you tell you that much. No, Kalaha Kridati. That is why, whole Bhagavatam story is based on this. Now you be careful. Snake is going to come and bite you and you are going to die. Parikshit. No, Parikshit. Snake will come and he was supposed to be, supposed to die with snake bite. So where snake cannot come enter into that? Now, there's a build-up, right? Glass palace. Glass means snake cannot crawl. It needs some rough thing to crawl also. Glossy thing means, nowadays we have glossy tiles. Even Bhagavatam talks about the Kacha Bhavanam, okay? The glass building made of glass. So, I'll go there, sit inside. See how careful astrologer predicted. You go and sit inside the Kacha glass bungalow. So, that's the place where the snake cannot crawl and enter into. Well-protected area where nobody can snake enter and crawl and come near. It is safe, okay? But no, time, kalaha kridati. How? Snake got into the lemon, inside the lemon. Inside, understand? It came out, still it bit. That is why, before he died, he wanted to attain moksha. Before attain, the whole Bhagavatam story was revealed to him. Bhagavata Katha Shravanam was supposed to free him, help him attain moksha. That's the whole story. What I'm saying, time means, that is why we kalasya krida. The play, any death happens, kalasya krida. Birth happens, koyanda pandirukku, kalasya krida. Dukkam comes in life, kalasya krida. Sukkam comes, kalasya krida. One first class exam, no, pass first class, in first class, kalakrida. Got a job, kalakrida. Earn a lot of money, kalakrida. Enjoys everything, kalakrida. Heart attack, kalakrida. Okay? Everything is what? Kalakrida. So it's all play of the time. Kalakrida. Every small change which happens in our life is kalakrida. What I'm saying, we have no say over anything which happens in life. That is why kalaha kridati. Just a play of the time. We do not have say over anything. Things happen. Kalaha kridati. And what happens? Ayuhu also gachati. Our span of life already ordained. Okay? Already ordained span of life. That is why we have date of birth. Even if we do not know the date of death, we know date of birth. Date of death we do not know, but still we know it is definitely there. Which date we do not know. That's all we, but no, span of life is already ordained. That is why every day lived is day gone. Day lived is the morning you were young, evening a little old, wide, one day has gone. See, we are given, no, next day, tomorrow I'll be one more day older. Tomorrow I'll be one more day older. Understand? Gachati ayuhu. Vaisu poit, erite poit rikudu. No, that's why always gachati goes. Life also, lifespan ordained, also evidence getting diminished, evidence getting reduced. Understand? One day gone. In our lifespan, one day gone. We don't know how many our years. One day gone. Gachati ayuhu. Kalaha kridati gachati ayuhu. Therefore, even then, this is a fact about life. This is the fact about life. We know very well, we are craving for permanent happiness, but we know everything is impermanent. Everything is just the play of the time. Therefore, that is why, even now, knowing very well, everything is time-bound here, no, impermanent here, tadapina munchati asha pashaha or asha vayuhu. What is that? Asha vayuhu or asha pashaha also? Pashaha also, when I was young, when I was 8 and 9, I learned it as a pasha. Pasha means kair. Pashaha means thread, the rope is called pashaha. When we say pashaka is exaggeration, like pin usi. Okay? Pin and usi both mean the same. Isn't it? But still we say it's exaggerated expression. Pin osi, nadu center. Like that is also what? It's also like this. Pashak kair also is what? Exaggeration. Pashaha itself means kair. That rope, the thread. Asha pashaha na munchati. Even though we know this is how life is, everything is the type play of the time. If we know that everything, nothing is permanent here, but in spite of knowing this, we are this, no? Asha pashaha, asha vayuhu na munchati. The desire does not relieve us. Does not, understand? The desire is holding on to us. When we know the facts about life, in fact, by now, we should have grown out of desire for things. So we should have got ourselves freed from the hold of desires. Even now, desire is holding on to us. Innu asa irukku namakku pidichittirukku namala. Even now, asa udamaatengudu. See, even Shankaracharya, even here is very careful. He doesn't say, you have not given up desires. He He only says, our desire is not giving you up. Okay, even here he is very careful in saying, asa unna pudichittirukudhu. He says, asa, asha is the holding on to. Even now, desire does not give you up. Even does not now relieve you. How beautiful it is not to say that, know this fact. Shankaracharya writes very careful. He does not say, asha pashaha na munchati. Asai unnai vidamatengirathu. Na munchati. That means what? Still desire is holding on to you. By now desire must have got rid of you. Okay? Desire is still holding on to you. Why? Because you can never get rid of desire. Desire has to get rid of you. Understand? Desire is not still getting rid of you. This is still holding on to you. Why? Because you do not really see, in spite of the fact of the whole new life being this, impermanent. Okay? Therefore, may not waste your time. Bhaja Govindam. Better know the truth of yourself, which is truth of Bhagavan, which is the Lord, which is the truth of the universe, thereby become free. Okay? What's next mantra? Today I'm sorry, I didn't bring my book. I know it by heart, I'm very overconfident.
Kate
kanta.
Kate kanta.
I don't like Satyadham Thambas, I really don't like, but I'm teaching you. Okay. Kate. Sometimes I feel very. Kate kanta,
kate kanta,
dhanagata chinta,
dhanagata chinta,
vatula kimtava nasti niyanta,
vatula kimtava nasti niyanta,
vatula kimtava nasti niyanta,
vatula kimtava nasti niyanta,
trijagati sajjana,
trijagati sajjana,
sangati reka,
sangati reka,
trijagati sajjana, sangati reka,
trijagati sajjana, sangati reka,
bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka,
bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka,
kate kanta,
kate kanta,
dhanagata chinta,
dhanagata chinta,
vatula kimtava,
vatula kimtava,
nasti niyanta,
nasti niyanta,
trijagati sajjana sangati reka,
trijagati sajjana sangati reka,
bhavati bhavarnava,
bhavati bhavarnava,
tarane nauka,
tarane nauka.
See, Shankaracharya must have lived in an age when women were so committed to husbands. They never thought of going away, divorcing or anything. And women were not even earning. Women were not even earning, making their own money. Even then he told. And now, women are so independent and equal in, and all those things are there. He says, hey, he says in this verse, kate kanta, you are so attached. Now, doing a duty as a husband is different. Having concern for the family is different. But so attached that you don't have time for yourself and Bhagavan. You don't have time for yourself. You don't have time for worship. You don't have time for prayer. You don't have time to think of your well-being. You don't understand now? Because this is all wrong understanding. who is this wife? Kate Kanta, who is your wife? He says, okay, we have to say, who is your husband also? We have to say otherwise also. Not only this woman, also husband. Okay? Kate Kanta, who is your wife? He says, very bad, okay? Dhanagata Chinta. Always who's thinking of your earnings, okay? Your money. Dhanagata Chinta. Always whose thought is only in how much money you are making. Dhanagata Chinta. Who's always calculating the money, income. Dhanagata Chinta. Understand? Then this is fact also. Suppose the man is not earning, which woman will be happy with the husband? Just because you tied this Mangala Sutram for me, I sit at home and I didn't know Pati Puja I'll do and then I'll look after you or what? No, that's not right. That's a different thing. That's a truth, okay? Nobody will do that. So Kate Kanta, Dhanagata Chinta. Okay? Dhanagata Chinta, always Dhanagata, thought is always of the money. Money-minded, okay? Dhanagata Chinta. Because he has her own responsibilities at home, so he has to really, naturally. Dhanagata Chinta. If you don't give money, your wife will keep, okay? There's no point in being attached to something. So be doing your duties is different, having concern for the family is different, and being attached to, for me everything is that one person. Without her, nothing will move. All such attachment is not right, not proper. So, Dhanagata Chinta. He Navatula, Nasti Tava Niyanta. This you don't think at all or what? Tava Niyanta Nasti? No, so he is really, do you think or not? Do you think or not? Nasti Vatula Kim Tava Niyanta Nasti? There is no restraint, there is no mastery, there is no understanding of what is life all this about. You know, Nasti, he says here, then, no one thing, I tell you, no one thing, doesn't matter what you're attached to. Whether a woman attached to the husband, man attached to the wife, or both attached to the family, children, both see, living together as a family. Now, doing one's own duties, whether a woman or man, one has to do one's duties towards each other, towards the family, having great concern and being affectionate, having concern and doing the needs, needful, doing one's duties towards them is entirely different from being attached to them. Expecting my happiness, my real sukham, what I'm seeking, permanent sukham, is in doing things for them and making them happy. You think that is not true. Okay, that is not true at all. When that is why you always sacrifice. People do this. And they know, because always doing things for others is what? Then you don't think, you neglect yourself, which is called self-negligence. If people do not have time for prayer and worship, if people do not have time for japam, I tell you, there is great amount of self-negligence. Understand? You can't think of yourself. I know, but duty comes first. Always in a hurry, whatever karma you do, for the sake of earning artha, you need to earn artha, but you have to do something. Because always action needs a total attention. You'll be rushing and planning and scheming, doing things. In doing things, for artha and karma, very important definitely. I don't say no, but what happens? You just ignore yourself totally. You know people who develop the highest blood pressure? Understand? The most of the business people, the more they slog, the more all the time, the most people who neglect themselves, total self-negligent people, okay, are the people who develop blood pressure. Understand? Because the workaholics, work, work, work. There's no time for, the people who don't have time for anything else, they lose the bargain family, or it's a different thing. Here, people do everything for others, but they don't have anything for them, for themselves. That is why, pray, you can't think of self, atma, meditate upon, and all those things. That is why simplest way of avoiding self-negligence is prayer. When you pray to Bhagavan, when you worship Bhagavan, sing in praise of Bhagavan, that is the time spent with
in the name of Bhagavan, for Bhagavan, okay, at least I suppose some in front of altar or something, or simply sitting also, that time is time spent with yourself. This is the initially how, this is how you learn to be with yourself. Later on, to be with yourself, initially you do not know what is yourself, how, what is being with yourself, you do not know. It is not possible in the beginning of the life to be with yourself. Then later on you can be with yourself, for which you need to train yourself from now on, which is in the form of prayer and worship. Which is through prayer and worship, you have to learn to be with yourself. Understand? That is why he says, all the time, you see, just he, by saying one word, doesn't only the wife. You are being attached to wife, he doesn't say wrong or anything. That is why having concern, I told you already, having concern for children, having concern for friends, having concern for family, having concern for wife or husband, and mutually, you know, respect, being mutually respectful, mutually helpful, mutually supportive, mutually emotionally, you know, supportive, and also contributing mutually for each other's happiness and pleasure, sharing pains in life. So having great concern, doing one's duties, being dutiful and doing the needful is entirely different from being attached. Now thinking, oh, without this person I have no life for me whatsoever. Okay, that person's absence makes me, oh, my life is, that person is not there, so for me life is gone. So I can go to pubs and drink and then I can do something because I miss the other person. Understand? What does Shankaracharya says? Everybody is going and coming. That is why that this whole thing is for growth. Therefore, hey Vatula, tava niyanta nasti, don't you think or not? Understand? Niyanta nasti, he says here, Trijana Sagat, please know one thing. Trijagati, in these three words, there is only one thing which will help you. No? Sajjana Sangatihi. Sajjana Sangatihi Eka. Eka means Ondru. Ondre Ondru Dhan. There is only one thing in this universe. In all the three worlds means what? In this universe, there is only one thing. Trijana, Trijagati, Trijagati. In all the three worlds, in this universe, Sajjana Sangati Reka. Trijagati Sajjana Sangati Reka. Sajjana Sangati Hi Eka Eva. Association of the good people. Association of the righteous people. Understand? Alone. Again, association of the righteous people, good people. No? What do we mean by association of righteous people and good people? Who are the good people here? Who dress up good, nice or what? Here, people who are spiritually inclined. People who are spiritually inclined and people who are given to the pursuit, who have purushartha nischayaha, people who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, people who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, thereby people who live a life of dharma, values, people who understand, people who live a life of karma yoga, as thereby people who are worshipful, prayerful, who are religious, who are ethical and who are spiritual, who live a life of karma yoga, being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, which is in the moksha, they are sajjanaha. Understand? Sajjanaha. They are sajjanaha. With such association, otherwise we are very will be confused about right, good people. Who are the good people? I tell you, the whole jagat is Bhagavan. Who is bad here? I never like to say the word good and bad. Whole jagat is fine. Nobody who's really bad. Everybody is right. Everybody is good, in fact. All are one, but all are not equal. Understand? We never talk, we don't accept this. All are one, no doubt, but all are not equal. All are one, but all are not the same. Why? Because physically, emotionally, intellectually, understand, interest-wise, their samskaram, they are all different. That is why Shankaracharya says here, sajjana sangatihi, you cannot live with the entire world. But there are only few people who are significant in your life. And see, those some people, significant people are sajjanaha, satjanaha. Satjanaha means what? Sajjanaha, good people, righteous people. Who are sajjanaha here? How can I say who are the good people? They are not always bad people, okay? People who are not spiritually inclined are not bad people. That's why sajjanaha implies, we should not say simply good people, the righteous, the mature people. I am not mature enough to associate myself with the mature mean, that's a different thing. You be mature enough, understand, to associate yourself with other mature people. Who are the mature people? Who are the mature people? People who know, who have purushartha nischayaha, who are very clear about the ultimate end of life, who are commit, who know the value of the knowledge of the truth, who are committed to the pursuit of the knowledge of the truth, not to given to different, okay, different, whoever comes in the form of Bhagavan, whoever talks about Bhagavan, no, not like that. Understand? Because again we get misguided. Whom to follow? What to do? Everybody talks about Bhagavan. Let's be very clear. Whoever says anything which doesn't, is not acceptable for your reasoning, then don't say anything negatively or right or wrong. Just keep away. Understand? All these miracles and all those things, jadu, all the business, I tell you, it's not confusing. You should know, your reasoning should be able to help you. You should always ask for Bhagavan the clarity to know what is right also. It's very important now. Who are Sajjanaha? Who is the right Sajjanaha? Understand? Those who have Purusharth and Nischaya, those who are clear about the end, those who are committed to the pursuit of moksha, therefore, thereby who know the value of knowledge, who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, thereby who know the value of dharma, who live a life of dharma. Whoever lives a life of dharma, and whoever lives a life of karma yoga, prayerfully, worshipfully, understand? And ethically, religiously, commit the pursuit of knowledge. They are real spiritual people. Understand? The spiritual people who are ethical and religious are the sajjanaha. And may you associate yourself with such people. Such association alone is eka. Sajjana sangatihi eka. What is this? In this, okay, there is nauka. There is only nauka. Trijagati sajjana sangati reka bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka. Nauka means boat. Okay, what is it? Only one the boat. Trijagati sajjana sangati reka bhavati, nauka bhavati, that is the only, that alone becomes the boat. To cross what? Bhava Arnavaha. Arnavaha means ocean, kadal. Bhava Arnavaha means what? Piravi kadal. I am getting Tamil. Whenever I see you people, I get a lot of Tamil words. Whenever I come here, I get my Tamil. Really, I remember my Tamil. I get here also even other class. When you see some other Tamil people, I get my Tamil. But I don't have many Tamil people, other classes. So, only in Tamil, when you see Tamil people, I get Tamil words come. Bhava Arnavaha. Bhava means becoming. Okay? Bhavaha means life of becoming. Understand? There's a source of life from which the life comes, life remains sustained, life goes back. So Shiva also is called Bhavaha. So Devi is called Bhavani. Who is Bhavani here? Nobody's Bhavani. Okay. Bhavani, no? Very common name, Bhavani. Shivan is Shiva's name of Shiva is Bhavaha. And Devi is called Bhavani. Why? Because the life, that from which everything comes, stays and resolves is Bhavaha Bhavani. And here Bhava means life of becoming. And Bhava Arnavaha means what? So Piravi Kadal. Arnavaha is ocean of life, births and deaths. Understand? Bhava Arnavaha means ocean of births and deaths. So Taranam means crossing. So in crossing this ocean of births and deaths, there's not one birth. How many waves are there? Can you count? How many waves come and go? How many times they come and go? If you stand for 1 hour, can you count? How many times the waves come and go? How many waves come and go? You can't count. Okay? It's all kala krida. Similarly, in this life also, in time, many times we are born, we are living, and we die. We again, this is what this is, ocean of births and deaths is bhavarnavaha. So, in bhava arnavasya tarane, in crossing this ocean of life of births and deaths, there is only one boat available. Understand? That is what is that? What is helpful? Is this nauka? Is what? Sajjana sangatihi yeka yeva bhava arnava tarane nauka bhavati. Understand? Association of these spiritual people alone is the can serve as association of the spiritual people alone can serve as a boat, a raft in crossing this ocean of life of births and deaths. Nothing else. Nothing else. He again emphasizes attachment to anything is because when that object of attachment is an object of pleasure, you are attached to it. And you also unknowingly expect the permanent from that, through that. But that will not work. That is why, may you know this fact. Why are you attached to anything? If you ask this question, why are you attached to anything? Why am I attached to this? I want this is different. I like this is different. I cannot live without it is what? Attachment. Why are you attached? Because anything which you like, which you have desire for, which you are attached to, is a source of, not source, an object of pleasure. You mistake that object of pleasure for a source of pleasure. Understand? Attachment is due because of you are mistaking the object of pleasure for the source of pleasure. And you do not know the nature of the pleasure. Any pleasure is time bound. Therefore, you think, when you mistake the object of pleasure for the source of pleasure, understand? And you expect that object of pleasure to be permanent, for it to be the permanent, okay, source of pleasure. But because the object of pleasure itself is impermanent, pleasure itself is impermanent, then the object goes, understand? You, it's not a source of pleasure. Source of pleasure is very you. Source of pleasure is you. Every, or Bhartiya says, inbathiral. No, it's a flake of fullness is what? Every pleasure is a flake of fullness. Our Swami says, chip of a potato. Understand? Every fraction of fullness. Fraction of fullness. That's why what is fullness? Pleasure is fraction of fullness. Please understand that. So what is the source of happiness? Pleasure. Fullness is the source of pleasure, which is a fraction. Fullness is a source of pleasure, understand, which is a fraction. A fraction is pleasure. But what do we do every time that object holds your attention? It helps you to be yourself. That's all. Then, but what we do not know the secret of, we do not know the secret of the nature of pleasure. Understand? That is why we are the object of pleasure is mistaken for the source of pleasure.
because we do not know the actual source of pleasure. We do not know what happiness is, what fullness is. That is why you mistake the object of pleasure for source of pleasure. When you mistake it, you get attached to it. Because always it's natural for us to seek pleasure. Very natural for us to seek only pleasure. It is natural for us to avoid pain. We don't want to pay. That is why our desire is always twofold desire. Like for pleasure, dislike for pain. Twofold. Likes and dislikes. Desire is always twofold. I don't want unhappiness. I want happiness. Both are wants. Understand? That is why we say, this is how natural it is. Attachment. Please understand. Okay? It is that. What is it which will really give you? Which will give you the permanent pleasure. There's no pleasure itself is not permanent. Understand? Fullness is permanent pleasure. Understand? Happiness. Permanent happiness is what? Fullness. You know, I don't need to say permanent. Permanency is only for what? Permanence is only for happiness. Permanence is happiness. Understand? We don't need to say permanent happiness. Permanence is only happiness. Happiness is the self-consciousness, which is fullness. That is why better know that. So that is why understand. Have everything. Have wife, have husband, have children, have everything. Know the limitations of everything. Understand the fact, subtle facts of life. These are all the facts of life. Nothing is permanent. Therefore, what is that one thing which will help you to cross this ocean of births and deaths? Now, remaining like a boat. You need a boat to cross the ocean. Similarly, what will help you as remaining as the boat to cross this ocean of births and deaths is association of the spiritual people. I don't need to explain that I think who are spiritual. Understand? Spiritual people, I told you long ago once in the class, spiritual people are those who have Purusharth Nischaya, those who have the value of knowledge, which are committed to the pursuit of knowledge, thereby who live a life of dharma, they who are ethical, who are worshipful and prayerful, therefore who are religious. Okay? That association alone will help you. Nothing else. Trijagati sajjana sangati reka. Trijagati sajjana sangati reka. Bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka. Bhavati bhavarnava tarane nauka.
Jati lo mundi,
lunchita kesha,
jati lo mundi,
lunchita kesha, kashayambar,
Bahukrita Veshah,
Shuddha, no?
Pashyanna Pichana,
Pashyati Moodho,
Hyudaranimetam,
Bahukrita Veshah. Jatilo mundi lunchita keshah.
Jatilo mundi lunchita keshah.
Kashayambar bahukrita veshah.
Pashyanna pichana,
Pashyati moodho,
ह्युदरनिमेतम्
बहुकृतवेषः
बहुकृतवेषः.
He says, so lunchita keshaha, okay, repeat this one. Jatilaha, jatilaha mundi lunchita keshaha. See, jatilaha, okay, and he is old and all that, mundi, okay, shaven headed and all the mundi, lunchita keshaha, all hair has gone, lunchita keshaha, kashayambara bahukritave, kashayambara veshaha, he looks like a sannyasi, jatilaha, mundi, no, having a danda and all that, and then kashayambara, he is wearing saffron cloth also, I guess saffron cloth, kashayambara, kashaya means, ambara means cloth, okay, kashayambara, bahukrita veshaha. No, looks like a sannyasi vesha. Taking to the life of sannyasa. Okay? Sannyasa, one has to go through mentally. I tell you. Every human being has to go through sannyasa mentally. Not physically going through sannyasa. Understand? You cannot go through sannyasa physically. You can be in the disguise of a sannyasi. Okay? But mentally, what do you do? Mentally, you may not be a sannyasi. But Shastram says, whether you physically appear to be a sannyasi or not, mentally one has to go through sannyasa. Who is a sannyasi here? Understand? That sannyasaha implies one's maturity. Sannyasaha literally means giving up, renunciation. Samyak nyasyati. Nyasyati. Samyak nyasyati. Samnyasaha. Okay, mulukka turattal. So here, completely total renunciation is what, proper renunciation is what, samnyasaha, nyasyati, samnyasyati, sannyasaha. This is real renunciation. That implies maturity. Shastram says, who is a real sannyasi? In the wake of jnanam, when you become free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, all the notions you have about yourself, wrong notions are given up. That is what? Sannyasa. Understand? Real sannyasa is what? Vidvat sannyasaha. Vidvat sannyasi means a sannyasi who knows the self. Vidwan means jnani. Vidvat sannyasi is the real, the best of the sannyasi, okay? The best sannyasi is who? Vidvat sannyasi, jnani sannyasi. Every jnani is a sannyasi. Look at this. Every jnani is a sannyasi. Every enlightened minded person is a sannyasi. Why? He has given up totally. What he has given up totally? All the wrong notions. Because the perception is perfectly correct. Sees the wave as the wave, sees the water as the water, understand, does not mistake the wave for the water, does not mistake, understand, not ignorant of water, sees everything as it is, does not mistake the mithya for satyam. He sees the mithya as mithya, does not overvalue it, nor does he undervalue it. Because he knows what satyam is. When he knows what satyam is, when he does not mistake this mithya for satyam, then his perception is what? Absolutely right perception. The man of total right perception is a jnani. And therefore, because his perception of everything is correct, perception of the self also is correct, understand? Therefore, there is no wrong perception, therefore there is no, there are no wrong notions. Understand? Such a person has given up the notion, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am that, I am this. Understand? The one who has given up the wrong notions, he had given up. The one who is free from the hold of wrong notions. One who is free from, one who got his erroneous notions corrected, is the sannyasi. Nani is a sannyasi. Even if he lives with the 10 families, okay? 10 members, big family member, still he is a sannyasi. Jnani is a sannyasi. And he is said to be the vidvat sannyasi. Look at this, who sannyasi is now. And before that, until to become a jnani, who is the actual, who is also a sannyasi. Jnani, real sannyasi. Doesn't matter whether he has a family, doesn't have family, okay. Jnani is a sannyasi. And before that, in order to know the truth, one who wants to know the truth, thereby commits oneself to the pursuit of knowledge totally, freeing oneself from the social obligatory duties, such a sannyasi is called Vividisha Sannyasi. Vividisha Sannyasi. Vidvat Sannyasi, other person is Vividisha Sannyasi. Vividisha Sannyasi means one who wants to know. Vividisha means vetum icha, desire to know, is called Vividisha. So Vividisha Sannyasi is the sannyasi, okay, one who wants to know the reality. Thereby, one who commits himself to the pursuit of knowledge, one who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, thereby takes to a given lifestyle wearing the saffron robe. And free he by committing himself to the pursuit of knowledge, by taking to this lifestyle, it's a lifestyle. Lifestyle. And then he frees himself from the social obligatory responsibilities and duties. Such a person is Vividisha Sannyasi. And even for one, simply wearing a saffron robe does not make one a sannyasi. Understand? What makes one a sannyasi? One's commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Who can be committed to the pursuit of knowledge? Who knows the value of knowledge. Who can know the value of knowledge? Who knows what that he is after, his craving for moksha. Moksha is a choiceless, choiceless end. One who knows moksha is my choiceless end, that moksha is knowledge, understand, knowing the reality. Thereby, one who knows what moksha is all about, okay? The one who knows that moksha being one's choiceless end, thereby one who commits himself to, understand, who knows the value of knowledge, thereby who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, such a person alone is what can be, what? Is the real, okay? Vividisha Sannyasi. Thereby, who is always contemplative, who is given to the study of Shastram, who is given to the understanding or object matter of the Shastram, whose mind is always involved in, thinking of object matter of the Shastram, by thinking, studying, sharing that vision, understand, must be the job of a sannyasi. Sannyasi's mind should always, doesn't matter where sannyasi walks and sits and goes, sannyasi's mind should always be in Shastram, subject matter of the Shastram. Study the Shastram, understand the Shastram, share the knowledge with other people. That is how the sannyasi can maintain his contemplation, his or her contemplation. Sannyasi is supposed to be contemplative. Idayaradu manadin gavanam idayaradu parambarulil niruthile dhyanamna. Idayaradu iruthile dhyanam. So sannyasi should be always contemplative. Where is the mind? Where the mind is, doesn't matter. Swami is walking in Camden Town Market. I saw her walking in Camden Town Market, going into all the shops and then things, seeing things. Suppose if you say, I didn't go, I'm just joking. I told Radhanji, please take me to Camden Town Market one day. I just said, she drove me on that way. Okay, wait, let me see on the door. I was just telling, why I'm saying, it doesn't matter. For example, I'm saying, suppose even there, the mind must be, okay, if there's no need for you, why should you go anywhere? That is why you can't see Swamis wandering in the markets and the bazaars and the shopping centers. Imagine Marks and Spencer shop, every day you see me. Oh my God, even Amakke, what does Swamini do here? Every day she goes to Marks and Spencer. What is she buying? Grabbing things always. What is she doing? What is she going then shopping? So there's no need. Understand what I'm saying? Nothing wrong. People go, I don't say, I don't find fault with that. I'm saying, then there's no need. Why? Because mind is food I need, Kanyasi needs food, somebody gives bhiksha. I need some basic thing. In India it's enough here, but here I need some more jackets also. In India means just for a man, simple loin cloth is enough, they say. So, kaupina vantaha kalu bhagya vantaha. There is a kaupina panchakam. Okay, he says, kaupina vantaha. Kaupina vant, the man of loin cloth is the most fortunate person. Now, that doesn't mean the poor man, okay? The mature person. Mature person. Why I'm saying here, in this country it's not possible. Generally, the need is not there. Mind must be contemplative. What is mind being contemplative? The one who is contemplative, sannyasi is the one who is contemplative. Doesn't matter whether the person is wearing saffron robes or not. Contemplative means idayaradha parambolil gavanathe niruthudale contemplation. Understand? Constantly focusing attention on the nature of reality is contemplation. How constantly? Idayaradha ke nirantara pravahaha. That is when sannyasa. Understand? That is contemplative minded. Then you are a vividisha sannyasi. One who wants to know. That is sannyasa. Therefore, in order to be committed to the pursuit of knowledge, to remind oneself of all the time, one's commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, wearing a color, a cloth, with the color which remains us, it stands for, saffron color stands for, the flame of the fire, which stands for knowledge. This color, okay, it should remind me always of my commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. இதுக்கு நான் போட்டுட்டு இருக்கேன் ஞானத்துக்காக தான். மறந்துடாத, எங்க அங்கிங்க போக விடாத மனச. Understand? That is why we wear orange, these are half in colors. Understand? That's why that is sannyasa, vividisha sannyasi. So, there are two sannyasis, okay? Vidvat sannyasi, who is already free from the whole other things. There is a jnani who frees himself from the obligatory, the vidisha sannyasi who frees himself from social obligatory duties, thereby commits himself totally to the pursuit of knowledge, always thinking of studying, sharing subject matter of the shastram. Is a vidisha sannyasi, that is sannyasaha. But he is simply mundita keshaha, motte adichachake, lunchita keshaha, hair has gone. Kashayambara, bahukrita veshaha, all difference, all vesha, it's all disguise. Okay, kashayambara, the one person who is in the disguise of sannyasi, wearing the saffron robes, that person, okay, he says, kasha. Jatilo mundi lunchita kesha kashayambara bahukrita vesha pashyanna pisana pashyati mudhaha. Such a person, okay, simply pashyanna pi, okay, na pashyati mudhaha. The deluded person, even though all the time sees, but still in spite of seeing, is not seeing the truth. We see always, we see the waves and ocean, but what we don't see is the water. Understand? Every time you see the wave, what you see is only the water, but you don't see the water. Why? You do not know. Understand? You do not know. Not see. Every time when you see all the objects illumined in the light, in fact all these objects, the very very truth, the objects are illumined is because of what? The person says, in the light alone you see the illumined objects. What you cannot miss along with the illumined objects is the illumining light. Similarly, along with every known, what you cannot miss is the knower. Understand? That knower, you cannot miss the knower. When can you miss the every knowledge, every bit of knowledge? Every, understand? Every, along with every known thing, every known object, what you cannot miss is the knower. You just forget, you see only the known, known, known. Can you ever miss that knower? In waking state, the knower is. In dream state, the knower is. In deep sleep state, everything is resolved. Still the knower alone is. Understand? Can you ever miss the awareness? Because anything you say, you know you are aware of. You are aware of. You are aware of means, what is that awareness? The pure awareness, because of which being aware is possible. Understand? Being aware of something is possible. See, look at this. The light is, therefore, understand? The object is illumined means, illumining light it cannot miss, because of the presence of which the illumined object, you know, is possible. Similarly, the pure awareness, because of which the being aware of something is possible. The pure awareness, because of which the being aware of something is possible. That awareness, can you ever miss? Because you do not know. Understand? That pure awareness is the very content of I. That is very you. When you do not see, when you do not know, pashyannapi mudaha na pashyati. Always seeing, hearing, everything happens in that na pashyati. Seeing, he does not see. Seeing everything in that, understand? The very truth, you are aware of the universe is because of what? Because of awareness, pure awareness. Isn't it? Are you aware of this universe? I am, of course, when you say that. You're being aware of this universe is because of the pure awareness which is you. This word is what? Seeing while not seeing. You see the universe, but you see because of which you are able to see. What is it which sees, in fact? What is it which sees? Here. The seeing is there. Seeing happens. Seen is there. What is it which sees? Or which knows? Understand? The pashyannapi. So, just appearing in the disguise of sannyasi wearing saffron robes, as long as you are deluded, not knowing the self, understand? Without knowing the self, without knowing the content of the I being pure awareness, there is no seeing, still you are deluded. Deluded means what? You lack the discriminative knowledge, discriminative understanding. Then you mistake this universe, you see this universe, mistake this for satyam, then you are deluded. Understand now? Because lack of discriminative understanding. Mudaha. Pashyannapi na pashyati. Even though he sees the universe, he does not see the self. He sees the mithya, but he does not see the satyam in that. Understand? Therefore, pashyannapichana pashyati mudaha, pashyannapichana pashyati mudaha. Why? Because remaining in the disguise of a sannyasi doesn't remove one's delusion. Understand? Delusion. One continues to be deluded as long as ignorance is there. One continues to be deluded. It is only in the dispelling of ignorance which will free one from delusion. So, sannyasa vesha, disguise of sannyasa, does not make free one from delusion. That is why he does not see. Therefore, what is this vesha then? Hyudaranimittam bahukrita veshaha. In India, if we go in this disguise, somehow we'll get some bhiksha. Okay? Udaranimittam he, indeed, udaranimittam, why to purpuka, what a vesham, Bhagavan. Okay? Udaranimittam bahukrita veshaha. We are in different, okay? Masks. We put on different types of masks. For what? For and again, appeasing our hunger. Udaranimittamna. Udaranimittam. Vaitukaha. We say that, no? We say it. Udaranimittam bahukrita veshaha. That is why, what he says is, simply because sometimes, no, the people really think, oh, I have to take sannyasa and go away somewhere, leave this family, leave that family, leave this. Don't, when people have face all difficulties in life, people decide to become sannyasis. When there's no difficulty in life, they don't think of definition. Now, the people I know, in India, sometimes it happens. Some big offices, no? And then bank and things, they really get into big trouble. Suddenly become swamis and disappear from the whole thing. And for some time they disappear, then sometimes suddenly they become very big people, the big mass bank backing, really mass backing, mass support. And then people talk about the background, and then I don't know whether it's true or not, okay? But sometimes we don't know anything about it. Things happen, suddenly people disappear. It is not that, understand? Really, the sannyasaha, just taking to a life of sannyasa, wearing saffron robes, or does not help free one from delusion. All that you need is, you need to free yourself from delusion, maudhyam. Okay, maudhyam means delusion. Mudaha means deluded. So one has to free oneself from delusion. Because we do lack this discriminative knowledge of Satyam and Mithya, Atma and Anatma, Jagat and Brahman. What is Maya? Okay, what is Jagat? Jagat is Mithya, Brahman is Satyam, Atma is Satyam, Anatma is Mithya. Understand? Satyam and Mithya, this discriminative knowledge is important. This freedom, what you want, this fullness, this happiness, this satisfaction, this permanent joy is in having this discriminative knowledge. See, repeats and repeats and repeats. He emphasizes the importance of knowledge. It is the knowledge, discriminative knowledge, which will free you from delusion. Mohaha. Jnanam eva moham nivarayati. Duri karoti. Jnanam itself will remove this delusion. For that jnanam, okay, that's why for discriminative knowledge, you need to know what the self is. Only then you can discriminate, you know, between self and the non-self, and the truth and the universe here. How it is mithya, how it is satyam, you can know. In that discriminative knowledge, your real happiness, the permanent joy is not in anything else. All that you want is you need to get yourself freed from the delusion. But that knowledge is important. So what doesn't matter, what role play you have, you put on, understand? What mask you put on doesn't make any difference. Even if you take to the life of sannyasa, appear the disguise of sannyasi, that will not free you from any mask you put on. You will still, you continue to be, you are. Putting on some mask on you will not change your, remove your delusion. That is why don't delude, again, don't be deluded, don't confuse others also, cheat others also, you're putting on this. Understand? Many people think, okay, going away, take life away, I want to go to the ashram, stay. People think, I go to the ashram and stay there and do this and do that, some service. I tell you, especially people who go in the name of service, they'll be the most frustrated people. Satyam. Why I'm saying this? Because we think we are going somewhere and doing some service. Now, if we think, Swamiji always says, every day you are served. Everybody is served by so many people. Isn't that true? Isn't it true? We are all served by so many people. Whoever calls himself, I am a servant, I am serving society, I am doing social service, please think well, those people are served by so many people. Because if we think, the very sitting inside the house, who did this? And I say, you must have thrown some money, but somebody must have worked for it. They have served us. The clothes we are wearing, we are being served. Understand? Every day, the different departments are looking, people who are working for different departments are taking care of all the needs that we have here. Who? Everybody is serving. They're paid. Whether you are paid or not paid doesn't matter. But still, are you not served? Okay, so when you are served by other people, so whether you are paid or not paid, you are sparing your time in doing something. What way you are special? Understand? What way you are special? You spare your time for doing something, whether you may be paid or unpaid. doesn't matter. Because even for you to be able to do what you are doing, you are served. Understand? That is why his concept of service has to be very clear. And I don't say you should not go and do any service anywhere. We will have to understand this. We think something specially we are doing. That's not true. That is why service means what? All of us are servants. All of us are serving. All of us are served by others. Understand? There is no such thing. Everybody is serving. That's why Bhagavan's grace is playing everywhere. Always. All over. That is why we say, going to the ashrams, running away from here, going and sitting somewhere, you know, and then thinking that I'm going to see every day singing bhajans, every day doing things, every day doing that and this, or some ashram I'm studying with. That's not true, okay? Where you are going, how, what you are doing, how you are living, okay, those things do not count, do not matter at all. We see that what is that which will free you from your delusion? What is that which will remove your delusion? The delusion is the problem here. Okay, in the very desire to run here and there, to do that and this, is because of this delusion. Understand? Because the inadequacy drives you, chases you, go here and there, do that, do this. Why? Some satisfaction, to search for some satisfaction. எதை பண்ணுனா ஒரு திருப்தி கிடைக்கும். எதையாவது பண்ணி we want to be satisfied. Nothing seems to be satisfying us. You know, this is, there's no satisfaction, really speaking. Nowhere you will get satisfaction, irrespective of what you are doing. Understand? When compared to other people, you may feel satisfied better, but still to your own, if you ask, you will not be satisfied. That is why, understand, the Shastra really emphasizes, it doesn't matter what you want, is there only in getting your delusion removed. Freeing yourself from delusion. The removal of delusion is possible, understand, only in the wake of knowledge. Therefore, better know. Doesn't matter what, no, or which ashrama you are in. Doesn't matter whether you are, even if you think physically appearing as a sannyasi, does not help one to free oneself from delusion. It is the knowledge which will free you from delusion. Better pursue knowledge. Know Govinda. Know, attain Govinda. May you know Bhagavan. Okay? May you know the Lord who is to be attained through knowledge. May you attain the Lord who is to be attained through knowledge, which means may you know Bhagavan. Is it clear? He just emphasizes, he just tells right left. He just tells the fact. Subtle. The facts of life. Just tells the truth. Isn't that true? We don't think. Because what are we given to? Now what is spirituality? We have to really question. What is spirituality? Why am I associating myself with anything I'm interested in? What am I attached to? Ashram. Again, we get emotionally entangled with the swamis, teachers, or the problem. All these problems are there. Ashrams, ashram inmates, or ashram food, and so many things are. sometimes people get attached to so many things. All that you want in life is, you need in life is knowledge now. Knowledge alone will free you from delusion. Freedom from delusion is, no, really will help you have right perception of things, which is real freedom, which is happiness. Your happiness is in right perception. Understand? Is a perception right or wrong? We think we are right. We think we are right. We do not know whether we are right. Are you sure that you are right? No. I think I am right. You think you are right. That is why Shastra says you are not right. Your perception is not right. You have to understand, correct your perception. You have to have right perception of the whole thing. What is satyam? Satyam is satyam. Look at satyam is satyam. Just look at mithya is mithya.
for which discriminative knowledge is required. For this moha, moha has to go, for which jnanam is the only means. Doesn't matter. Sannyasa, taking to the lifestyle of a sannyasi, does not make one free one from delusion unless knowledge takes place. Okay. We'll stop.
Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam Bhaja Mudhamate Sanprapte Sannihite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrinkarane. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamasya.